And if you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece between the horses.
That was the tomb.
What about with the buggy?
Well, if it's two horse buggy, that's the way it was. If it's one horse buggy, see, the wood would be on each side of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, a lot of times they call them, the two horsemen was surgery.
Uh-huh. What they call the wood on each side with the
one? They call them, Shoot, I knew it really as I knew it now, but I can't call the name of it.
Did you ever hear of thills or shafts?
Sheriffs.
Uh-huh.
Sheriffs. Buggy sheriffs.
And with a wagon wheel, the thing that runs across and connects one wheel to the other is the... Or in a car.
They call that the wagon wheel. They call that the frame. I can't even think of what to call that name.
Did you ever hear of axle?
Uh-huh.
And with a wagon wheel, starting with the inside, you'd have the hub, and the spokes would come out.
Yeah, all of that.
What would the spokes fit into?
Fit into the wheel. To the wagon wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Run from the hub on to the rim of the wheel.
What's the rim made out of?
Some kind of arm or something.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the wooden part that the rim fits over?
They call that the wagon spokes and the wagon hub.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a felly or feller of a wagon?
Well, you see, that feller would, the spokes would goes up into that feller around the rim.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a horse hitched to a wagon, the bar of wood that the traces fasten onto would be the...
Single tree.
Mm-hmm. What if you had two horses and you'd
well,
have...
If it was a double one, well, each if it was double, two horse, it would be one have one single tree and the other have the other single tree.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to have two.
And what would connect those two single trees?
You'd well, you see, they'd have... Oh no, I didn't know what they called them, but now I know all of that. But that's so way back now. I don't forgot what they called it, but I know it.
Do you ever hear double tree or double single?
Yeah, single tree to that axis. See, it fit on just like this, and it's something right there in the middle. You fasten it there.
Mm-hmm.
That's at the one horse, and this over here the other horse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see it all. I know how it worked, but I don't forgot all the name of it.
Mm-hmm. And you'd fix your hair using a comb and a
brush.
Okay, if you're going to use that, you'd say you were going to...
I'm going to fix my hair. I'm going to brush my hair.
And what you'd put in a pistol would be a...
Bullet?
Or another name for that?
Mm-hmm. I call them bullets. I don't know.
What about a car?
A what?
Did you ever hear of a cart?
You talking about a pistol, a real gun, or a play gun?
A real gun.
I ain't never heard nothing but a pistol, a bullet.
Uh-huh. What about, you know, some pens that you buy that use, they have little cylinders of ink that you put in?
Uh-huh.
You call that an ink?
I call it ink pen.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of a cartridge or cartage or...
Oh, a cottage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some way back then used to call them pistol cottage. But I never didn't usually say that. That's way back then. You know, I get all of this, but I never didn't mean nothing like that.
Uh-huh. And something that children play on, a board that goes up and...
Seesaw?
If you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were doing what?
Way back they used to call it bouncing ball.
Mm-hmm.
But now they call